Hello everyone, I'm very happy to be here tonight to talk to you about the symbolism of the bees, the honey and the hive. The bee has been long represented and venerated by humankind. It features in creation myths and the religious and cultural symbolism of many peoples, but I think one of the main things is how it brings together the opposites of the sky and the earth, the sky gods and the mother goddess, but we'll talk about that more later. Tonight I will consider aspects of the image of the bees, the honey and the hive through amplification of the symbolism, which is a method Jung used when working with dreams. So I will circumambulate the symbol as if it was part of a dream that we're trying to understand, and I'll look at it from various angles and aspects to see what we can discover about this wonderful symbol and part of our natural world. Tolstoy, in the epilogue of his very famous book War and Peace, evokes the beehive with eros and open-heartedness, expressing that human knowledge is indeed limited when we're confronted with the innate wisdom and power of nature, or in psychological terms, of the unconscious or the objective psyche. From this epilogue of War and Peace, and I don't know if any of you have read it, but it's quite an effort to read War and Peace, Tolstoy writes, "Just as the sun and each atom of ether is a sphere complete in itself, and at the same time is only a part of a whole inconceivable to man through its vastness, so every individuality bears within it its own ends, and yet bears them so to serve general ends unfathomable by man. A bee settling on a flower has stung a child, and the child dreads bees, and says the object of a bee is to sting people. A poet admires the bee sipping honey from the cup of the flower. A beekeeper, noticing that the bees gather pollen and bring it to the hive, says that the object of the bee is to gather honey. Another beekeeper, who has studied the life of the swarm more closely, says the bees gather honey to feed the young ones and to rear a queen, and that the object of the bee is the perpetuation of its race. The botanist observes that the bee flying with the pollen, and you can see the pollen there, fertilizes the pistil of the flower, and in this he sees the object of the bee. Another, watching the hybridization of plants, sees that the bee contributes to that end also, and he may say that the bee's object is that. But the final aim of the bee is not exhausted by one or another or a third aim, which the human intellect is capable of discovering. The higher the human intellect rises in the discovery of such aims, the more obvious it becomes that the final aim is beyond its reach. All that is within the reach of man is the observation of the analogy of the life of the bee with other manifestations of life."